Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message which is coming through in my mouth. And we pray that you'll teach us what you want us to learn today, in Jesus Christ's name. Greetings, saints. Our reading today is Matthew 27, verse 55 and 56, and then 61, NLT. And many women who had come from Galilee with Jesus to care for him were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Then 61. Both Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting across from the tomb and watching. Verse 55 and 6 take place when Jesus is still on the cross, and verse 61 takes place when he's already in the tomb. Now this scripture is about the women in Jesus' life. Jesus had followers while he was living on planet Earth, and this is what he had to say about them. In John 18, verse 8-9, I told you that I am he, Jesus said. And since I am the one you want, let these others go. He did this to fulfill his own statement. I did not lose a single one of those you have given me. What was his statement? It's in John 17 verse 12. Jesus is praying to his heavenly Father. During my time here, I protected them by the power of the name you gave me. I guarded them so that not one was lost, except the one headed for destruction, as the scriptures foretold. So apart from Judas, who chose to go against Jesus, the rest were still following Jesus. Verse 55 is echoed in Mark 15, verse 40-41. There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. So while he was on the cross, the women were standing from afar because it was a scary situation near the cross. And during his ministry in Luke 8, verse 1-3, now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. So they were also funding his ministry. And verse 55 is also echoed in John 19, verse 25. Now they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Doesn't say how near or far from the cross they were. And then after his crucifixion, in Mark 16, verse 9. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 demons. So it seems Mary Magdalene was a very keen follower of Jesus, because she'd been delivered from the demons. Those who have been forgiven much, love him much. Those were some of the female disciples of Jesus that are mentioned. Apart from his disciples, the other women in his life, not in his life, the other women involved, are the women involved in his ancestry. The one is Tamar, that's Judah's widowed daughter-in-law. You can read that in Genesis 38:1-30. Rahab, the ex-prostitute that helped the spies, that's in Joshua 6:25, and also referred to in James 2:25. Then there was Ruth, the Moabitess, who married Boaz, who is the great-grandfather of King David. That's in Ruth. The book of Ruth has 4 chapters. Then there was Uriah's wife, who committed adultery with David. That's in 2 Samuel 11, verse 1-27. And then there's one woman who wasn't directly involved in Jesus' life, but she was the mother of John the Baptizer and wife of Zechariah. That's in Luke 1, verse 39-66. And then, of course, there's Mary, the mother of Jesus, the wife of Joseph. That's in Luke 1, verse 26-38, and Luke 2, verse 1-7. What do we learn from the women in Jesus' bloodline? Well, we certainly learn that imperfect people can still be used by God. Those people were not good by any standards, and yet, in spite of that, God could still use them to produce offspring that were in the bloodline of Jesus. What do we learn from the female disciples that followed Jesus. They were supporting him and helping him. And you don't have to be a preacher or an amazing person to serve God. You can just wash the dishes or support a ministry or whatever God wants you to do. It's not only the people who are in the public eye that are serving God. Everybody who does things for God and His kingdom is serving God. Other women mentioned in the gospel stories, while it's not a comprehensive list, these are some that come to mind. There's the woman that's caught in adultery, that's John 8, verse 3 to 11. The woman with the issue of blood, that's Mark 5, 25 to 34, and Matthew 9, 20 to 22, and Luke 8, 43 to 48. Then there's Jairus' daughter, while she's not quite reached womanhood, she's a girl, about 12 years old. That's in Mark 5, verse 21 to 43, and Matthew 9, verse 18 to 26, and Luke 8, verse 40 to 56. Then there's the Samaritan woman by the well. That's in John 4, verse 1 to 42. And then the sisters, Martha and Mary, in Luke 10, verse 38 to 42, and John 11, 1 to 44. Then there's the Gentile woman who shows her faith. That's in Mark 7, verse 24 to 30. That's where she asked Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter and said that even the dogs get the crumbs under the children's table. While there are more women that Jesus dealt with, not every one of his activities is recorded in Scripture. Otherwise, there wouldn't be books enough to contain the writings. These are just some of the women, either in Jesus' life or that affected his life by like the bloodline, the ancestors, and the people whose lives were touched by Jesus. So, what do we learn from this? We learn that anybody and everybody can come to Jesus and serve Jesus and love Jesus, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done. His blood covers all our sin. Anyone's love covers a multitude of sins, but His love covers all sin. It's just our choice, just like Judas had the choice to betray Him or not. It's our choice to believe in Him, to accept His free gift of salvation, and to serve Him and love Him the rest of our days. And our days will be very long because we're going to be forever with Him in that beautiful place, heaven. And we can't even think or imagine how beautiful it's going to be. But it's going to be lots of fun and lots of excitement and lots of good things. So, arise and shine, for your light has come. Shine your light in this world. Everybody needs the love of Jesus. So shine your light.